Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. You're not going to want to go anywhere because we got some fun stuff planned for the bottom of the hour. We're going to be listening to some of our favorite holiday hits, but also some of the weirder ones and the most annoying holiday songs, at least by my ear. You're going to want to hang out and participate with us. The phone and text lines are open, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. But before we get there, I wanted to spend just a couple more minutes following up on the press conference that occurred live yesterday, held by Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg on the Luigi Mangione indictment for the assassination of the United Healthcare CEO that happened a couple weeks ago. I wanted to revisit this because one of the things that stood out to me that I mentioned while we were on the air yesterday is that there was a first degree homicide charge that occurred because of a terrorism enhancement. So I wanted to explain to you all what's going on under New York law, because I don't think it's been particularly well broken down in most of the media. As many of you know, I am an attorney. I practiced law for many years in New York City, so I'm licensed to practice in the state of New York. And one of the things that not everybody understands about New York law is that intentional homicide in New York law, that gets you a second degree murder charge. Okay, that's the way it works in New York State. To garner a first degree homicide or murder charge in New York State, you have to have some specific statutorily defined enhancement or a particular, what I would call, aggravating set of facts to take the charge from a second degree murder charge to a first degree murder charge. Those things in the state of New York include, did the murderer include torture? Was it a murder for hire? Was it a killing of a police officer? Was it a killing of a critical witness in another proceeding? Those are all those aggravating facts that will take a murder charge from second degree to first degree in New York State. The other set of facts is that it was an act of terror designed to provoke fear, to intimidate, to influence the lay public, regular people on a particular issue of public policy importance. That is what garnered Mr. Mangione the first degree murder charge. Again, he was also charged with two counts of second degree murder. There's a variety of gun charges, and there was also at least one charge that related to his possession of false identity paperwork. So all of that is what's going on with Mr. Mangione's criminal charges. Again, the indictment coming down yesterday. Wanted to listen to a little bit of what District Attorney Bragg has had to say. Let's take this first explanation of the original charges. Again, this is District Attorney Alvin Bragg. District Attorney Alvin Bragg, this is the press conference yesterday discussing the original charges.
Here we go. We are here to announce that Luigi Mangione, the defendant, is charged with one count of murder in the first degree and two counts of murder in the second degree, including one count of murder in the second degree as an act of terrorism for the brazen, targeted, and premeditated shooting of Brian Thompson, who, as you know, was the CEO of United Healthcare. This case was made possible by the collaborative efforts of the phenomenal public servants you see before you today, and so many others who are not here.
I'd also like to take a listen to what District Attorney Bragg had to say about the fact that Mr. Mangione used a ghost gun. A ghost gun. Let's take a listen to this sound again. This is yesterday's press conference from Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg.
Tell you a bit about the facts. On November 24th, we allege that the defendant arrived in New York City to murder Brian Thompson. After the defendant arrived in New York City on a bus at Port Authority, He checked into the hostel on the Upper West Side using the name Mark Rosario with a fake New Jersey ID. On the morning of December 4th, the defendant left the hostel, just after 5:30 a.m. and traveled to Midtown. For nearly an hour, we allege the defendant waited in the area near the Hilton Hotel, waiting for Mr. Thompson to appear. From 6:38 a.m. to 6:44 a.m., the defendant stood across from the entrance of the hotel on West 54th Street. When he saw Mr. Thompson, he crossed the street and approached him from behind. We allege he then took out a 9mm 3D printed ghost gun, equipped with a 3D printed suppressor, and shot him once in the back and once in the leg. The defendant then fled northeast on 54th Street and took an e-bike uptown before getting into a taxi that took him to West 178th Street and Amsterdam Avenue. On December 9th, the defendant was spotted at a McDonald's in Altoona, Pennsylvania. The local police were notified, he was arrested, and he was found with a 9mm handgun, a suppressor, two ammunition magazines, and the same fake New Jersey ID he used at the hostel.
Again, that was District Attorney Alvin Bragg yesterday discussing the charges against Luigi Mangione. Great question from Lama out of Madison. How do you get charged for two second degree murder charges when you only killed one person? Yes, the vagaries and bizarreness of American jurisprudence. Often one set or one act will result in multiple different charges, even charges that get after the same thing. In other words, a first-degree murder charge and two second-degree murder charges, because there are different specific elements of these different types of murder. So there are different types of second-degree murder, all of them intentional killings under New York state law, hence the two charges for second-degree and a first-degree murder charge. But when we come back, everybody, we're going to turn the page and we're going to have a little bit of holiday joviality. I know I need a little break from all this politics. So keep it locked. We'll discuss your favorite holiday tunes and some of the more annoying ones out there when we come back. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked, everybody. 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842.